This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The killing of George Floyd and Michael Brown and Elijah McClain and Breonna Taylor and Eric Garner and many more black people by police were traumatic for a lot of people, most particularly black people in this country. Some of them want and need mental health care, and they are looking for therapists who can relate. Lisa Roth covers mental health for APM.
The COVID crisis almost spelled the closing of Anissa Keyes' business. Then a police officer killed George Floyd, and suddenly, as a black therapist, she can hardly keep up with demand. Keyes recently got a call from a potential new client who said,
I need to be seen. My husband needs to be seen. We need couples work, and then my son needs to be seen. We need it to be an African-American therapist. And I'm just curious, by the way, is this an African-American-ran agency? And if it's an African-American-ran agency, are you also black-owned?
Keyes can answer yes to all those questions. She runs a mental health clinic in North Minneapolis, where black clients make up the majority of her business. About half of the 16 therapists she employs are black. More than half of the caseworkers are, too. That's especially rare here. In Minnesota, black mental health workers account for just over 2% of the profession. And nationally, the numbers are not much better. Keyes says before Floyd died, that didn't seem to matter so much. Clients rarely ask to see a black therapist specifically. Now, though, she says pretty much all of them do.
This feels more so like, where can I feel safe? The nation has showed me that as a black person in this country, I'm not safe. And so I think the feeling of going into a therapy office with a white-bodied person might not really feel safe.
And people need to feel safe for therapy to be effective. That's especially true now that most sessions have gone either online or to the phone to keep people safe from COVID-19. The anxiety police killings cause can last. One recent study looked at the mental health of people before and after police killings in the same state. It found that the resulting trauma affects black communities for months afterwards. Marley Dorsey runs a practice focusing on racial trauma. She's part of the small community of black therapists in Minnesota.
When they see the videos, they think about their own experiences with the police, which has not been very positive, or their friends' experience with the police, which have not been very positive, or their parents or their grandparents.
She says calls to her practice tripled the week after Floyd's death because this isn't an isolated experience. Anissa Keyes says a lot of the calls she's been getting since Floyd died are from people seeking professional mental health care for the first time, and she doesn't want to have to turn anyone away. So she's been trying to hire more black clinicians. She says she's having a hard time finding any. In the Twin Cities, I'm Lisa Roth for Marketplace.